airplane, there's a good crowd, and they wave handkerchiefs when they approve of something, and they whistle if they don't approve of things, and they're very quiet during the important parts, but they're very enthusiastic. If they like the matador, they applaud quite a bit, but if they dislike him, there's dead silence. It's terrible. Or if they don't think he has a good kill, and actually we didn't have very many good kills. We had one good kill last week. But if they don't think it's a good kill, they are very, I mean, they know it. And Cordobas walked by where we were sitting, and someone reached over to him and said in a very loud, angry tone, muy malo, which meant he thought he did very badly. This was the first fight. And if they like the bullfighter, afterwards he goes around, runs around the bull ring, accepting the applause, and people throw things to him, like a hat or a pocketbook, a coat, and one man even threw a wooden leg. I thought I would die when I ever saw that wooden leg sailing out into the bull ring, and then he sent it back and threw it back, and the little boy that was sitting next to me was an American, and he got so carried away, he threw his hat out, and of course he was thrilled when they threw it back to him. And I thought his father would kill him, though. But it's very interesting, and Pauline and I get a big kick out of it, and we think we have Mrs. Davis enthusiastic about it, too. We're supposed to go out tonight to Puerto to see whether or not they have actually finished painting our house, and then, of course, the movies come tomorrow, we hope, around 5:30. Boy, it's always a chore. I've been trying to pack things together here, as I said, on the other side of the tape, and that's really something. I'm just going to flip this and see if this side's working okay. Well, I think I have the key to it. I think I said I thought I had the key to it, and I hope I have at this point. Anyhow, we went over yesterday to the bodega, a little bodega near where our new house would be. I do hope this recording won't be too loud for you. And it's I can't think of the name of the place now, but anyhow, they sell wine, and you buy these wine jugs for about 50 cents in American money, and then you go in and you fill it up, and they fill it up for about 50 cents. So for 60 pesetas, you get a brightly colored jar and your jug and your wine. Of course, I can't send them full to the States, but I did get you